We were very lucky in this time that we had secured some significant foreign direct investment immediately prior to the onset of COVID and the volcanic eruption, and that those particular investments have not stopped. They have not pulled out. So while the trend in foreign direct investment is that foreign direct investment has declined as a result of COVID in the region, and foreign direct investment may decline as a result normally of a natural disaster, we have had a number of things that were in train, and they continue to be in train, and money is being spent now. So for example, the rainforest seafood production facility was something that we secured prior to the onset of COVID. And there was a slowdown when COVID started in the construction, but that has resumed. And that expenditure is taking place at the moment and is on target for a September opening. And that is a $20 million investment.